This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Elizabeth Cohen, fitness expert with It's a Glam Thing, who will be talking to us today about beauty, food, and fitness, her BFF. Elizabeth, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Why, thank you. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours as well. Looking forward to hearing from you. So for starters, tell us, how much have you lost in pounds for starters?
Well, to start off, I have lost over 115 pounds.
That is absolutely phenomenal. How long did it take you to lose 115 pounds?
Actually, it took me about 2 years or so. I've maintained it for over 8 years now.
Quite a feat, and I'm sure you've gotten the attention of those that may find themselves today overweight. What made you want to lose this weight?
Well, you know, you would think it would be vanity, right? When you wear a size 24, you would think at some point you say, hey, you need to lose weight. But that never happened to me, so it was fortunately a health issue for me that made me say, oh, okay, I might want to lose weight.
So now the big question is, and of course those that, again, want to lose weight, period, would want to know, how did you actually lose this weight, 115 pounds in a two-year span?
Well, the how was very, well, when I had a medical problem, which I had to have my gallbladder removed because it was completely filled with gallstones. And so when they had to remove that, you know, your diet has to change for about 3 months. But that was the first step when I realized that I was totally killing myself with food. And that when I had the surgery, on the day of the surgery, I said, I am going to lose 100 pounds. And everybody kind of giggled because it was very awkward when I stood on the scale and it was 247 pounds. And I'm every bit of 5'2.5", you know. So the first thing was the mindset that I said I was going to lose it. That's the first thing you have to do to lose weight, is determine that you are going to lose weight. And then, of course, the second thing I did was I went to nutrition classes and learned how to eat, because I was never taught how to eat.
Great information here today. We are with fitness expert Elizabeth Cohen with It's a Glam Thing here on eHealth Radio's Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Elizabeth, did you get support from your friends and family?
Well, you know what? You get support, but it's half heartfelt and half of that pity. Like, yeah, right, you're really going to do it. Because like me and many others, I diet 999 times, and I failed every time, because I start off and then I'm going to get on and get off. So I had support minimally, meaning my husband allowed me at the time, I was married to a guy who let me diet a little bit, but he refused to eat what I've eaten. He would say, I'm not on a diet, so I had to make separate meals. And it was very, very difficult. I remember many, many, many times in my bedroom crying when everybody was downstairs eating food at the dinner table, because I wasn't strong enough to sit and eat at the table, or sit at the table with everybody and not eat what they were eating, because I am a food addict and I just couldn't control myself. So I didn't have support in that way, but I did have support in other ways of, you know, if you want a diet, sure, go ahead, but you know, I'm not on a diet. So it was a very difficult thing. I know it was one of the most difficult things that I've ever done in my life because it's something that you have to do all alone, with or without support from your friends and family.
Yeah, I can only imagine how difficult that was. How do you maintain your weight loss? I know you said it's over an 8-year stretch you've been able to maintain your weight. How have you maintained your weight loss so far?
You know, that's an awesome question. I think the best and easiest answer is it's became a lifestyle. I totally live a healthy lifestyle. And I work out. I eat clean. I enjoy my life to the fullest. And it's no longer everything is surrounded by food. Before, my whole life, you know, when I was going to bed at night, I was thinking about what I was going to have for breakfast. When I was eating breakfast in the morning, I was thinking about what I'm going to have at lunch. And for lunch, I was thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner. Now I realize food is just something to fuel my body, and it's not my everything. So it was very easy. It was a lifestyle change, and I love, love, love living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, once you do get into that and you experience living a healthy lifestyle, it is more easier to stay on it than to get off and go back. How are you helping others to lose weight and stay healthy?
Well, I am a certified personal trainer as well as a nutritionist, and I have a YouTube channel, and I do it with It's a Glam Thing, and I travel. I blog with It's a Glam Thing, and I travel all over to different states, and I'm on the morning show, and I show everybody just how easy it is to work out from home. You don't need any equipment. You don't need anything. So it's no excuse workouts that I try to help everybody with. Also, I put those on YouTube. I help fight obesity. I go out and I just try to reach as many people as possible when they reach out to me to be a guide for them on everywhere from eating the clean without making it so difficult. It's not that hard. People think you have to eat just the same things and not enjoy your food, and that's not true. And I share many recipes and all kind of things that you can live a healthy lifestyle and really enjoy it.
Well, Elizabeth, it certainly has been good to have heard your story. It is very helpful for the listeners tuning in. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners as a wrap on today's episode of eHealth Radio?
Well, I think the first thing that a person has to do when they want to become a healthier them, they need to decide that they are worth living a healthy lifestyle. And a lot of times people feel like, you know, my kids come first, my job is first, this. But you have to decide that you are worthy of living a healthy lifestyle and just get moving. Even if it's 30 minutes a day, you can break it down in 10 to 15 minute increments and try to change at least one meal a day into a healthy meal, and one healthy meal a day, and you are on your way to living a healthy lifestyle.
Some real solid information there. Thanks so much for that. And where can folks be in touch and find you online?
You can definitely find me at itsaglamthing.com. I am glam blogger Elizabeth Colin. Or you can also find me on Instagram at MissFit1, and that's MissFitOne. And also, of course, YouTube under Elizabeth Colin.
Well, Elizabeth, way to go. Congratulations on your journey, I should say. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you continued success and look forward to speaking with you once again right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed it.
And I did as well. And I'm sure the listeners certainly have been inspired. We've been speaking with fitness expert Elizabeth Colin with It's a Glam Thing. And once again, the website of reference is itsaglamthing.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.